Whopping waves, with faces standing 30 and 40 feet tall, rumble like locomotives into Makaha Beach, where maybe the greatest big wave surfer in the world, Brian Kialana, shows a visitor the territory he knows best, the resplendent, stinging sapphire blue surf of Oahu's west side shore.
Oh, my. Here comes a big set outside. Let's paddle out. Okay. It's better to catch the wave than to be caught. See anything building out there?
Yeah, sure.
Just keep paddling.
Okay.
Make like a rhinoceros and just plow right through that thing.
Paddle through the wave?
Yeah, like put your head right down. Okay, hang on.
That's a hell of a wave.
Just went through your first big wave.
Yeah.
Magnify that about 100 times.
Okay. I'll remember.
Of course, the really huge waves don't roll in at Makaha until winter. And to be technically, legally correct, as a White House lawyer might put it, we weren't at Makaha exactly, but a protective, scenic cove just a few surfboard lengths down the shoreline. And Brian Kialana, gracious host and teacher, had me tucked down on a tandem surfboard, board so large and stable it might spend the winter as an aircraft carrier. But still, I was surfing Makaha, kind of.
Paddle hard. Yep, fast. Here we go. Okay, get up. Go ahead.
Get up.
Yep.
I was about to fall.
Splash down.
I did something wrong.
Anyway, I've had 52 boards. Just depends on
Brian Kialana lives and works, which is to say lives and surfs in a poor, proud, rough neighborhood in a town called Waianae on the west side of Oahu. Mr. Kialana restores and repairs his surfboards in his garage, which has become headquarters for his work as a technical advisor, water safety consultant, and occasional surfing competitor. He's won well over 500 trophies, but isn't certain how much well over may be. 500 is simply the number he reached by the time he was 21 and stopped counting. He's now 36. His abundance of surfboards are hung, slung, piled, and filed in his garage in different shapes and lengths according to their purpose.
These ones are all specialty boards right here.
Like, what is that red one with the...
This one right here?
Yeah.
This is specifically made for waves in excess of 20 feet and over. So, you know, when we have big wave competitions on the North Shore, you have a quiver of them, array of big wave surfboards.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you can see on the bottom too, some of the broken boards that, you know, those big waves, just snap them right in half.
Mr. Kialana is considered a kind of prince in Waianae. He's the son of Buffalo Kialana, now 63 years old and still surfing, a gruff, blunt bear of a man who's founding father of the surfing clan, and brother of Rusty Kialana, the three-time world champion of longboard surfing. The Kialanas of Waianae are something like the Petties of North Carolina in stock car racing, a kind of royal family, rich in local legend, if not always wealth. It's surfing, he says, that swept him away from the thuggery, thievery, and drug crime so common in Waianae. Brian Kialana grew up hearing that when he was just 3 months old, a friend of his mother's looked out of an ocean window overlooking Makaha and said, "I can't believe that. Some jerk is out there surfing with a baby on his shoulder." Mrs. Kialana said, "Oh yeah, what a jerk. Wait a minute, where is our baby?" She rushed to the window and indeed saw Buffalo riding a wave in, their infant son clutched against his shoulder. Thus was surfing's royal line passed on in a Buffalo hug.
My father has taught me a lot about how you can empower yourself with the forces of nature, be it the ocean, the wind, the land, and things like that. And it's neat because the types of things that we do when we go sailing, like Polynesian sailing, we navigate by the stars and travel from island to island. And you have all this ancient knowledge that's been passed on from generation to generation, but also from the schooling that I went through, the scientific world, it kind of is a nice mix.
Mr. Kialan is known among surfers as a real waterman, someone at home among the ocean waves, sensitive to their strengths and fluctuations, and adept at all of its instruments, from shortboards to jet skis to the longboard. He spends much of his time now consulting on water safety and ocean rescue. He's now technical advisor on the forthcoming NBC television series Wind on Water, and Phil Boston, a member of the technical crew, was working on the set of rescue jet skis when we visited Brian Kialana a few weeks ago. Mr. Boston is a native Australian. He now speaks surfer dude.
I'm like selecting all the stock footage for the series, like all the all the shots they can't film. You know, I'm the guy who finds them and selects them. And I'm like, Brian, I found the most awesome shot. It's like this cut-off shot of a guy getting smoked on this really big wave. And it's like, it's Brian Chialano, man. He's like, I watch him and it's like, you know, it's like 35 feet and there's this guy dropping in on this guy. And I was just like, oh my God, you know? And it was like, and all of a sudden Brian's like, hey man, that's me. And I was like, no way, you know?
What makes a great surfer?
I think the foremost thing for like surfing is that people look at it like it's you know, that it's a sport. When I think great surfers don't look at it like a sport, or it's a kind of way of living and a sort of getting in touch with nature thing for them. And I think some people view it as like kind of this trendy thing where, you know, it gives them a kind of like a sexual appeal and all the rest of it. But the real surfers don't look at it that way. They look at it kind of more like it's a, and it's a spiritual thing, really, isn't it? It's like riding a bolt of lightning, really. There's that much energy in it. It could light up Honolulu for, I think, a week. One wave at Waimea Bay, and, you know, Brian, you know, he falls off on it. You know what I mean?
But on this day, Mr. Chialano has a more modest ambition, helping a middle-aged man from the American Middle West stand up on a surfboard and not drown. He shows us how to stand up on a board, flat on your stomach, then up on your left knee, right foot under, then stand, if you can, on a patch of flat sands in the scenic cove, right down from the wild waves of Makaha.
Well, good. There's a sign that says sharp coral, too.
We begin by sharing a ride on the same battleship-sized tandem board. We ought to mention that you may hear a wireless microphone crack, sizzle, and cut out a bit as their transmitters plunge below the waterline. Mr. Chialano is lucid and kind in his instructions.
So just lay up in front, Scott.
Okay.
Because of the two people, I might have to tell you move further up.
Okay.
Right there, perfect. It's perfect.
Okay. Here comes the waves. They're going to hit us right now. Oh, rumba.
Okay, move a little bit back.
A little bit back here?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay.
Right there. Okay.
Okay, paddle both hands or right?
Alternate, go left, right. First challenge is to break through all the surf.
Right. How many, am I got the right rhythm for paddling?
Yeah, you can paddle probably a little bit faster.
A little faster, okay.
Yeah, short strokes, yeah.
Here it comes. Wow.
A real surfer, of course, learns to read and sense waves as they gather behind him, then steer their boards into what's called the curl, where a wave begins to curl up from the surging ocean. The art of the surfer is to turn yourself over to that wave, become a part of it, until the wave washes into the beach and becomes a part again of the ocean. The accomplished surfer feels a place for him or herself in that wave. And then there are those of us who want only to hang onto the board long enough to keep from falling into the scabrous coral rocks. Brian Chialano is as considerate as a rodeo cowboy putting a small child on a pokey old cone.
Up, yep. There you go.
In an instant, I was surged.
All the way to shore.
What a surge!
Going right up on the beach. Hang on. How's that for your first time? You're a pro already. This is too easy.
I have a great teacher.
Okay, and back down.
That's amazing.
Then Brian Chialano let me ride in on my own, on a smaller, friskier, less stable board. There may be something to be said for being flat-footed.
Well, I'm up. Wow.
You did great. You did everything that you possibly could.
Except drown. But any sense of achievement over surfing solo was soon washed away by the sight of Brian Chialano riding in to say congratulations. Watching Brian Chialano ride a wave in a pair of shorts is a bit like watching Fred Astaire stroll down a staircase in white tie and tails. I must have looked more like a rat trying to hold onto the edge of a drainpipe in a rainstorm. The waterman himself speaks not so much like a surfer dude as an aquatic philosopher.
When you're surfing, it's something that really you don't really think it becomes a lot more reactive, and beyond reactive, it comes a lot of instinctive. Things happen so fast that if you try to think about what just happened, you know, the next element will catch you by surprise.
Surfers have a moment, I gather, when they've got to, in a sense, decide to enlist with that wave, sign on, go with it or not. What makes you open that door and go with the wave or hang back?
It's like reading the ocean and knowing when to turn around and when not to turn around. Once you commit, stay committed. Don't second guess yourself. If you know you're going to wipe out, it's pretty much too late. Once you turn around, it's put your head down and go. Because the only thing that can save you is to try to match the speed of the wave or to make that drop. And that drop could be like jumping off a three-story building.
Brian Keolana has lost a number of friends in surfing to the speed and sinew of those big waves. A slender, graceful man who seems tanned for life, Mr. Keolana's training regimen might make a football lineman stagger and fall. He'll run along the ocean floor 45 feet down while hauling huge lava rocks, working to expand the strength of his lungs to swallow enough breath against the day when he might be towed under a wave as tall as an ocean liner. Mr. Keolana says he uses fear to inform his courage.
I never deny my emotions, but I don't let my emotions control my actions. I know exactly what to do and when to do things. When your emotions take over and kicks in, then you'll get hurt. You know, then you won't make precision decisions, what I call it.
So surfing is not just technique to you, is it? It's of the spirit. It's of you.
In Hawaiian culture, you know, surfing has become one with the ocean. It's not about challenging the ocean. It's about becoming that of what the ocean is. You know, people ask me who's my idols or who are the people that I look up to. I look up to a lot of people, but the best way to give respect to someone is to mimic their lifestyle or their personality. And I like to mimic the ocean. The ocean can be calm, cool, collective, but it can also be fast, ferocious, and furious, you know.
Some big wave surfers will actually fly across continents to catch the same wave twice. They'll ride a set of waves into shore in Hawaii, then fly off to Mexico or California to chase down and ride those very same waves that left them behind. And he dreams in his bed, says Brian Keolana. He's not snug and warm on dry land. He's soaking wet, alone, in the sun, and riding waves that rise into the sky.
So you have to remember that not every wave is the... Can you move back, Scott?
I see.
Not every wave is the okay. The perfect wave. Okay, move a little back further.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay. So I wasn't totally wrong on that one.
No.
Our story on big wave rider Brian Keolana was produced by Kahuna Peter Breslow and recorded...